What would be born in its stead in a cycle of renewal that has played itself out many times since the Temple of Solomon was a passion for an immediate, transcendent experience of God. How did time get it so wrong? Adler suggests that Time's editors may have mistaken the values and lifestyles of Midtown Manhattan for America in general. Also, Time focused on the problems of prestigious Protestant denominations and ignored the widespread Pentecostal revivals. Those revivals and similar phenomena, such as the Jesus movement, probably lured away more of those denominations' members than secularism did. Because Time's editors in 1966 had the preconceived notion that religion was dying out, they apparently did not either notice these trends or grasp their significance. There have been important changes in religion in America, to be sure. Probably as a consequence of multiculturalism, the paths chosen today are much more diverse. Among mainstream Americans, hostility toward other faiths is much lower than a generation ago. But Americans, however they conceive God, are still one nation under God. Atheism. Not many people have enough faith to be atheists. Worldwide, the proportion of atheists has declined in recent years. Although Europe is often thought of as highly secular compared to the United States, similar trends seem to be at work there. The number of true atheists in Europe, for example, has declined to the point where they are not numerous enough to be used in statistical research. It is interesting to reflect that in 1960, half of the world's population was nominally atheist. Nothing like that number could be so described today. In 2004, one of the world's best-known apologists for atheism, philosopher Anthony Flew, announced that the apparent intelligent design of the universe and of life forms had convinced him that there really was some sort of deity. Flew, it should be noted, did not join a religion, in the usual sense, but rather became a deist. That is, he came to believe in God based on external evidence, not personal experience. The best-known portion of American society today in which atheism is widespread is elite scientists. For example, whereas 41% of American PhD scientists believe in a God to whom one can pray, the picture changes drastically in elite academies such as the National Academy of Sciences, NAS. When polled by historians Edward Larson and Larry Witham in 1996, only 7% of members expressed personal belief in God, and over 72% expressed personal disbelief.